Weekday Brawl.
I have control.
Well, you don't have control if you don't remember what happened.
Leaves a limo destroyed.
You were the driver? You quit after this event?
Yes, I did.
And a party girl is left with the tab.
It was my 21st birthday, so I was pretty intoxicated.
You better stop drinking. You can't lose any cells.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Limo company owner Stephen Gregor is suing 21-year-old Ashley Yates for damages to his limo resulting from a drunken brawl on the night of her birthday.
Order. All rise. That's case number 431 on the calendar, the matter of Gregor versus Yates.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Gregor, how many limousines do you have in your fleet?
4 as of right now, Judge.
And how long have you been in the limousine business?
Almost 2 years, Judge.
In the 2 years that you've been in business, how many times has your company taken a fee from a client for damage to the vehicle? Now look at me.
Twice, I believe, Judge.
2 times in addition to this time?
Yes, Judge.
Great. Now, you take a credit card deposit.
Yes, Judge.
For any potential damage that occurs during the event. Is that right? You take an imprint of the card? Is that what you do?
The way it works is they'll call and they'll make a reservation, and we'll take $200, and that guarantees that it's a good card. And then if there are any damages after the bus comes back, we notify them and then take our...
Take that out of that credit card?
Yes, Judge.
Did Miss Yates give you a good credit card?
No, Judge, she did not.
Why not?
It was a good credit card, but
just a second. Let's get back to it's a good credit card. You reserved the limousine, it was your party. When you gave him a credit card, was it maxed out?
No, it had the money that was down for the deposit.
Judge, it was a debit card. It wasn't a credit card. She misinformed us and gave us a debit card number, and there was about $215 in that account when we took our $200 deposit, so there was barely enough to cover it.
So let me understand this. This was not a credit card that you gave him.
Yes, it was a credit card. He never informed me that he was going to remove any money when there was damages.
Judge, we called...
Just a second. Damages. If there were damages to the car, who did you think was going to pay for it?
I was, but he never informed me that he was going to be taking money out of my car. He called...
Right. But you do understand that if there were damages to the car during your party, that it's your responsibility because you're the one who hired his limousine.
If I was the one who caused the damages,
no,
but I wasn't.
You don't have to be the one that caused the damage. You or anyone involved with your party. How many people were in the limousine?
25.
You or anybody else involved in your party?
Nobody in my party caused damages. It was actually the driver and
his
temper.
Was the driver that caused damages?
Yes, it was.
Explain to me how the driver caused the damages to the car.
Well, It was my 21st birthday, so I was pretty intoxicated.
Miss Yates, what does 21 have to do with getting drunk?
Everybody goes out on their 21st birthday. He was there. He's seen the driver.
Stand still.
Okay.
I'm talking to you. I'm asking what I consider a serious question. I can understand going out and having a good time and having a drink, having 2 drinks, or even having 3 drinks. But what is your 21st birthday? Why should that say to you, I, as a woman... I mean, it's bad enough when a guy gets stupid and sloppy and disgusting. But a 21-year-old woman getting drunk is probably the most disgusting picture that I can conjure up in my mind. You think that's funny? It's not funny. It's disgusting. When you lose control of yourself so that you're a fool, 21-year-old guys, we sort of expect it from them. But not from a 21-year-old woman.
I had control, but I knew it was...
Well, you don't have control if you don't remember what happened.
Judge, I was told that she blacked out that night.
I don't care what you were told. And what you were told is hearsay. Don't interrupt.
Yes, Judge.
Do you understand?
I do.
So if you don't remember what happened, you weren't in control, and you were a fool. So you don't know yourself how his driver caused the damage.
I do know.
How?
I do not. I just don't remember the damage. There was any damages. I knew that there was a fight that broke out outside of the club, outside of the bus.
What do you mean you knew? You mean you saw? You were there?
Yes.
You saw. Well, then you can tell me what you saw.
Okay, there was a fight that broke out.
Through your inebriated eyes.
Okay, there's a fight that broke out. I guess one of the girl's ex-boyfriends showed up.
Don't tell me what you guess. I'm not interested in what you guess. A fight broke out outside the club.
Yes, and the bus was parked outside of the club. And the driver was getting really upset. He wanted to leave. And I was like, you can't leave my friends here. Like, we need a ride back.
What do you mean? The driver was getting upset.
He was getting upset that there was a fight taking place outside of the bus.
Just a second. Carefully, Miss Yates. Did the driver say to you, please get everybody, it's not safe here, I want to get out of here?
He was yelling at everybody. And
to get into the bus?
Yes.
And were people listening to him or not listening to him?
They were, but he was also getting physical with them, like pulling people on the bus, and he can testify, he was there.
Would you like me to come up and give a statement?
Depends upon whether or not you want to do that.
I would love to.
I'm ready to hear you. Your last name is?
My last name is Martinez, Judge.
How old are you?
26.
You were at the party?
Yes.
Were you as drunk as she was?
No, absolutely not.
Was she pretty drunk?
Yes. Most of the people there are pretty intoxicated.
And so you've been that route, and now you're 26 and smarter, I assume?
A lot smarter than I was at 21.
Well, yes. Maybe you should have a talk with these idiots. Go ahead.
Well, what had happened was a fight had broken out. Somebody's ex-girlfriend was partying with us, and her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend had showed up and wasn't too happy to see her there, intoxicated with a bunch of guys. And a fight had broken out. That fight spilled out into the street.
Okay, so the fight was with the people that were in your party.
Yeah, that turned into a brawl because it spilled out into the street. Of course, friends had friends there, and people started backing each other up, and a big brawl turned out. Well, security was involved in the fighting. They were throwing punches. They were spraying people with mace. There was a lot of commotion going on. The driver did ask everybody to get on the bus. Some of the people that were involved in the fight were fighting. They were trying to get on the bus. Some of the people that weren't even on the bus were trying to get on the bus to continue the fight. So it was hard to decide who was with the party and who wasn't. I feel for the driver because he was just trying to do his job. He was just trying to get out of there, get out of the situation. What had happened too was people were trying to get on the bus that belonged on the bus, and he wasn't letting people on the bus that should have been there. So I remember seeing somebody in the doorway of the bus trying to keep it open because he wanted to leave. He was telling everybody, I'm out of here. I'm not waiting for anybody. We're taking off. And as people were trying to get on the bus, he was trying to close the door. And somebody was holding the door open. I'm not sure who this person was. I barely knew a couple of people there. And he started kicking the door, telling him, get away from my door, get away from the door, kicking it. And the guy backed up, and he tried to close the door again. And somebody grabbed it, threw it open. They dragged somebody all bloody on the bus that had gotten beat up. The person was knocked out, dead cold. I mean, blood all over their face, so that didn't help. So after we did that, most of the people were on the bus. Some people got left there, by the way. He shut the door, proceeded to take off. I was on the bus, she was on the bus. That's all I cared about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
All right, Miss Yates, ball is in your court. I'll hear you.
About what?
What do you mean about what? You better stop drinking. You can't lose any cells.
And later today.
She got punished because you sold weed. She's out $1,400. You're out zippity-doo.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Limo company owner Stephen Greger says Ashley Yates owes for limo damages as a result of a drunken brawl on her birthday.
Go ahead.
As far as the damages, I was the last person to get off the bus that night because my watch had fallen off in the commotion. I went back to find it. I found it, got a couple other people's cell phones, and got off the bus. And there was no broken windows that I saw. There was no torn up seats. I looked around the bus. And
you did?
Yeah. And we got off, called it a night, went home. Everybody was mad. Somebody took that guy to the hospital.
Is there any blood on the bus?
I think there was a little bit of blood on the floor from the guy's mouth. It was leaking pretty bad.
Any damage to the door where somebody threw it open?
I didn't pay particular attention to the front door, but I did see it being kicked earlier in the commotion, but I didn't pay particular attention to the door. I was more focused on the windows and the seats when I was looking around
for
watching.
But you didn't see any broken windows?
No.
And you looked?
I looked, yeah.
And you didn't see any ripped up seats?
Definitely not, because I was looking through the seats for cell phones and keys and watches when I was doing that.
Did you look through all of the seats, Mr. Martinez?
Yes, all the seats. I went through the whole circle of the bus.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. You were the driver?
Yes, ma'am.
You quit after this event?
Yes, I did.
That's what I read. How long had you been driving for the plaintiff?
This was my second trip.
Have any trouble your first trip?
None.
Have you driven before?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
A number of years. I'm a previous limo company owner in the state of Colorado.
Can you tell me why you quit?
I'm too old for that kind of excitement.
Had nothing to do with the way the plaintiff ran his business?
No, ma'am.
Just the way the evening turned out, you didn't need the aggravation?
Correct.
Got it. Did you inspect the bus before you took off?
Yes, I did.
Did you inspect the bus afterwards?
Yes, I did.
Can you describe the condition of the bus afterwards?
It was extremely dirty inside with spilled alcohol, mixes, juices. The glass holders that are wood affixed to the interior side walls had been ripped off. The glass that was in the partition that's on the bottom of the accordion door for entrance and egress was kicked out. And a later inspection in daylight, we saw that the bumper had been separated from the chassis of the unit.
Do you have photographs of the interior of the bus?
Yes, Judge. This is the inside before, and this is an exterior picture, and then that's the floor and the bumpers and the actual window that's missing.
You did not see how this happened.
One of the party, having been removed from the unit by security of the club, as he exited, was the gentleman who was kicking at the door to try to stop his removal from the unit. When he did exit the bus, he walked to the rear of the bus and jumped up and down on the bumper.
The person who tried to keep the door open?
Yes, ma'am.
And was that a member of her party?
Correct.
All right, Miss Yates, ball is in your court. I'll hear you. Quickly.
About what?
What do you mean about what? You better stop drinking. You can't lose any cells. You're the defendant in a case.
Well, I didn't cause any of those damages.
Yeah, you didn't. I mean, I don't know whether you did or whether you didn't, but somebody in your party did. Multiple people in your party did. There are bloodstains there. The place is a mess. You're responsible for that. And this gentleman says that somebody from your party was responsible for the exterior damage to the bus as well. You have any defense?
The fight took place off of the bus. It didn't take place on the bus. And I don't think that they caused the outside damages.
Can I have an estimate of the damages, please?
Yes, sir.
Can I add something?
What?
When he called me and told me that there's damages on the bus, he's like, you don't have to drive down here. Just send the money order to this address so you don't have to waste any time driving all the way down here to see the damages.
How much did you pay for the evening, Miss Yates?
I believe it was $700.
$700? For how many hours?
From 9 to 1.
I gave her a good deal, Judge.
Did you tip the driver?
Yes, I did.
How much?
I believe it was 50 or...
How much did you tip you?
$5, Your Honor.
That's not true. Because...
What do you mean you believe it was 50?
Because when we all got on the bus, there was the last people who got on the bus. We went back to my house to pick up one more person, and whatever they paid me for the balance of how much I was paying that night, I gave it straight to him.
All right, fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
We just don't allow that. Now, if you don't understand that, sir, I'm going to get you a tape of this case. You can go home and you can play it on instant replay until you do understand it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Limo company owner Stephen Greger says Ashley Yates owes for limo damages as a result of a drunken brawl on her birthday.
Okay. Originally, I was going to cut your bill, Mr. Greger, $900. Actually, looks to me like at least $900 worth of damage to this bus. She's responsible for it. She's a little ditzy. Don't rent any more property that you can't take care of. Do you understand? If you have drunken friends, keep them in your house. Who do you live with?
My mother.
You live with your mother? Maybe your mother wants to have these 25 drunks in her house. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $900.
Thank you, Judge.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
We build these buses like tanks. I mean, they have metal floors in them. The framing's 16 inches on center. It's really hard to break these buses.
I've got better things to do than try to damage my own equipment.
Be more careful with who I rent buses from and stuff.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Griffin versus James Evans. Step forward.
Jessica Griffin
is suing her ex-boyfriend, Sir Patrick Evans, and his girlfriend, Christina James, for a loan to pay court fines after Sir Patrick was arrested on marijuana charges.
Miss Griffin, this used to be your boyfriend, and you have a child with him. You paid some bail and court fines. You want him to pay you back?
Yes, ma'am.
The only reason that the current girlfriend, Miss James, is involved is she gave you a check at some point for part of the bail, but she wasn't involved in whatever it was that brought him to the attention of the law?
No, ma'am.
Good. You are dismissed. Sit. Hands out of pockets. What did we get arrested for?
Weed possession.
Weed possession?
Intent to sell.
A large amount of weed or a small amount?
No, it was a small amount.
Was this the first arrest or not?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Happen. Now, she wasn't involved in your arrest for possession of drugs, was she?
No, ma'am.
It was just you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had court fines?
In Maryland, they give you a sentence or a fine.
So, a sentence or a fine?
Yeah, so basically.
Okay. So when you were arrested, she bailed you out?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you had a choice of either paying the fine or doing the time?
Correct. 12 months or $2,000.
See what a fast learner I am in Maryland? And because you had the $2,000 in bond...
They let me go free?
They let you go free. But it wasn't your $2,000, it was her $2,000. Great. That's really... You know, I'm a simple girl. Now, you paid her back some of that money. How much did you pay her back?
Only, I gave her a check...
No, don't look over there.
I gave her a check that I already had from my job, and just recently...
How much was that check?
$300. The $300 was towards the money that I needed to get out. I didn't agree to pay her anything.
Just a second. I don't care whether you did or not. I just want to know how much you gave her back.
$300?
$300. Well, she says you actually gave her $600.
That came from a friend of mine, so that was basically my money. My money plus my friend's money.
So she got back $600, so all she says she's out is $1,400. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, Mr. Evans, this is my point, sir. You committed a crime. The state said to you, you either pay us a fine or you stay in jail. She posted the money for the fine so that you could, in effect, get out of jail. She got back from either you and or your friend $600 of the $2,000. So the only money that she paid in order for you to avoid jail was $1,400.
Right.
And I believe you about all of that. You owe her the $1,400.
How? I never agreed to pay it.
I don't care whether you did or not. Let me try to explain it to you as simplistically as possible. Don't look confused until I'm finished.
I'm definitely confused.
Then you can look confused, Mr. Evans.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Your fine is like your jail time. And just as we don't allow people in this country to pay somebody else to do their jail time, because otherwise you just have a lot of poor people in jail and a lot of rich people who are supposed to be in jail not in jail. That would be unfair, right? I mean, let's say you commit a murder and you're really rich and you're sentenced to 30 years. And there's some poor guy who's got 6 kids, and he says, well, you know, I'm going to give you $10 million if you go and serve my 30 years
for
me.
It's happened. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Not witnessed it personally, but I've...
Don't talk to me about, you know, the talk line. Talk to me about only what you've witnessed. We don't do that, at least knowingly in this country, allow other people to serve prison time for us by paying them. We just don't allow that because prison time is supposed to be both rehabilitative and punitive. You're supposed to get punished for doing the wrong thing. So far, the only one that got punished was her. Do you understand? She got punished because you sold weed. She's out $1,400. You're out zippity-doo. So that is unfair and not what the justice system is designed to prevent, which is people replicating their conduct. Now, if you don't understand that, sir, I'm going to get you a tape of this case. You can go home and you can play it on instant replay until you do understand it. In the meantime, you owe her $1,400. Thank you. Goodbye.
Parties are excused when they step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I still feel like I didn't owe her the money because we didn't have no verbal agreement, but it is what it is.
I am owed that money. I was out $1,400 because of him.
She basically volunteered herself to get him out of jail because they have a child together.
It's been up and down since she's been born.
She's just a vindictive person.
She thinks that I'm trying to get back with him, which is a dead subject.
I didn't want this to affect our relationship with our daughter.
He got his first chance to be out and change his life around. This is his chance to, if he gets it again, then he's just a dummy.